All right, it's time again for a fishing report. Leaf's here. Hey, Leaf.
Hey, how you doing, Don? Good to see you.
I am doing good, and you've been busy. You've been putting some miles on your rig and found lots of interesting things out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what they say, variety is the spice of life, right?
Yeah.
So I had to go get a little variety in my life, and I've been hearing from a good friend that the San Poil River is one of those that you just got to check out for the longest time. And, and I decided to take him up on that information. And my buddy, good buddy Bob Gerwig down at the National Hatchery, and I, we headed out there last Thursday, had an absolutely epic day on what is just the one of the most beautiful rivers I've ever seen. It's kind of like the Chewook River Valley with zero houses almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots and lots of wild animals. It seems like everything we have times 10. And I even heard my first wolf howl while I was in my last run there.
Well, that's more than I can say. I haven't heard a wolf in the wild myself, but
it was pretty neat.
Yeah,
pretty neat. Yeah.
How far away do you think it was?
Well, yeah, it was a little eerie, kind of like they say, haunting howl. But yeah. Luckily, it sounded like it was a good 10, 15, maybe even 20 miles away. So I felt reassured by that fact. Anyway, I mean, I'm sure we're all good there, like they say. But I don't need to be the test case scenario there. I'd rather just concentrate on fishing, which I did. And you know, we saw absolutely amazing hatches around that crazy weather, like which we may be having here in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to be forlorn there. It really sets off some great hatches sometimes, and it did that day. You know, towards the late afternoon during one of the second cloud bursts, we had some real nice ionized air, and and it seemed to spark off a great hatch of everything from green drakes, little yellow Sally stoneflies, some really tiny, cool caddis that they have over there, and just plenty of mosquitoes as always.
Oh,
but really led to some great multiple doubles for my buddy and I, and. Yeah, it was a great day.
Well, that's what we're talking about today. It's we've got the threat of some possible thunderstorms over the next couple of days or so.
Mm-hmm.
I know for clients, you know, coming in, they're probably not crazy about that, but that's what you're saying, that can change the air, change the atmosphere, and cause some hatches to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah? You know, it's been pretty hot lately, so that kind of can bring the lowland lakes to the end of their season, you know, for the shoulder season anyway in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it can also cool them back down when they're starting to heat up really quickly right now. And also, kind of give those bugs a chance to go back through their hatch periods, the ones which like it a little bit cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And, give you some of those opportunities at the mayflies and whatnot again. For that matter, you know, on that road trip, got out to Bonaparte. I'm always talking about that one.
Yeah.
It was more of a family fishing experience there for us, so we didn't get too serious about it. I did see one group of very savvy fishermen come off there with a stringer full of very nice-sized brook trout.
Well.
And, you know, the general order there is either small tag of worm on a Carolina rig for the hardware guy, or for the fly guy, sinking lines, woolly boogers, leeches, you know, no big story there. Just get it deep, get it along the structure banks up there, and there's some nice brook and tiger trout. Went up to Black Pine with the family there again and noticed that the fishing is definitely slowed down. I'm not sure exactly where they're at with they may be trying to find a spot to spawn in there. I know they get a little bit fickle during that period. If you get them right before that, really good fishing. And after that period, really good fishing, but you can have 2 or 3 weeks of slow up there.
Okay.
Lowland Lake should, like I say, you know, it's going to be inclement weather, but if you can find a window there, it might bring that surface water to a little bit cooler place and make it, you know, a good fishing time if you can find those nicer windows in the day. And the river, you know, while it might bump up and down just a little bit with these 90-degree days versus 65 or whatever degrees we're going to have here, I would think that it's going to keep on fishing as good as it's been fishing for me, which has been pretty dang good. If you can find the right kind of pockets, for me it's been those top of the hole, back upstream eddy pockets that really that have a corner to them, so it allows it to have a soft, almost still corner in the top end of a run where fish can get a break and see some of those bugs coming off. And, you know, I'm just working the stimulators, the naturals, And sometimes a dropper, but, you know, I'm finding them rising pretty easy. So the dry flies are a good idea right now.
Okay, and probably a few more places to fish are showing up slowly as the water comes down.
Yeah, you bet. It's on the gradual decline. You know, you may have to turn to some colder water stuff through this inclement weather period, do some small bug nymphing or some small streamers. Like I say, keep those on the small side. Remember, this is trout season, and that's what you're after. But there's plenty of opportunities out there right now. So if you need any gear, check in with the guys at the Pro Shop at the Mount Gardner Inn down at the Carlton store. They have all that you need. They got the TFO, buy any TFO a rod deal still going through the month. While supplies last, you will get a free NXT reel with that rod. And that's the same reels that I use on the TFO rods that I use for myself and my clients. It's great gear, great warranties, and they'll last you a long time and fish real good for you. So, hey, everybody, have a good spring out there. Fish on.